Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari and we are going to narrate a few traditions, a hadith and azkar that have been reported in different Shia books, but they are collected in Sunan al-Nabi by Allama Tabatabai. And of course, Allama Tabatabai is one of the well-known scholars. And he is a great mufassir, he is a great exegete of the Holy Quran. And the book Sunan al-Nabi is one of those books that contain traditions on the Prophet's lifestyle, the Prophet's behavior in conduct and custom. And inshallah, we are going to discuss those du'as and supplications one by one. We are going to discuss the du'as that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family recited in the event of something pleasing, distressing coming upon him. So when the Holy Prophet encountered something bad or something good, the Prophet, he would recite certain zikr and certain du'as to praise Allah, to thank Allah for either the ni'mah, the bounty, or for that condition in which he was. One of the du'as that has been reported from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam and also narrated in Sunan al-Nabi by Allama Tabatabai is that when something pleasing befell the Holy Prophet, he would say, Alhamdulillah ala hadhihi an-ni'mah. Praise be to Allah for this blessing. And when something distressing befell the Prophet, he would say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli halin. Okay? Alhamdulillah ala kulli halin. Praise be to Allah in every situation. Praise be to Allah in every circumstance. Okay? So remember, when, for example, on the day of Ashura, when Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha, she was the only lady who suffered a lot. Of course, all other companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam suffered tremendously. When she was asked, how did you see things in Karbala, Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha thanked God and said that, okay, I am pleased with whatever Allah pleases. And I am pleased with what Allah is pleased with. Okay, so we as believers should also be thankful to Allah, even if we are sick, even if we are suffering from a serious condition, or have problems in our day-to-day lives. We should be thankful to Allah, and no matter what the situation, thankfulness to Allah suggests that we are true believers. We believe in God and we glorify Him. There is a report from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or it is said, in fact, that the Noble Prophet, peace be upon him, when he saw something which he liked and which he pleased and which he actually liked, then he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Praise be to Allah, the one who completes and perfects all that is good with his bounty. So something which he liked, he always praised Allah for that. He thanked Allah. And this is the dua which he recited, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. And he expressed his gratitude by reciting this dua. And of course, he also recited a zikr when he heard the azan. Now, this is another dua. This is another
event in the life of the Holy Prophet, and also in his normative conduct, in his seerah, in his biography, and in his behavior. Some people might want to know, for example, as to what the Prophet recited when he heard the call to prayer. It is reported and it has been narrated from Ali ibn al-Husayn, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, that when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, heard the adhan, he would repeat what the muadhin said. And when he said, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala khair al-amal, yes, he would repeat it. Yeah, he would repeat the same and follow the muazzin. Of course, it's recommended. Even for us, when the azan is being said, it is good to follow the muazzin by reciting the same zikr. And when he says, Hayya ala salah, it's also recommended to repeat the same zikr. Not only it is important to repeat the zikr, but at the same time, we should jump into action. We should prepare ourselves for wudu, for prayer, and we should make wudu and then and go to the mosque to offer our prayers. So, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala khair al-amal, I believe you know the meaning, but even for those who do not know, I would recite the translation. Hayya ala salah means make haste to the prayer. And then Hayya ala falah means make haste to success, to salvation, hurry to success. And then Hayya ala khair al-amal, hurry to the best of actions. And of course, salat is the best of actions.
Oh, my one true love taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
No other action is as important as salah. And salah should not be missed, should not be ignored, and should not be left out under any circumstances, no matter what situation you are in. You should not skip your prayers. If you are sick, if you are in bed, if you are suffering from an illness, you should offer your prayer. Even if you are not able to stand, you should offer your prayer. Even if you are not able to sit, you should offer your prayers. Even if you are not able to move your tongue, you should offer your prayers by moving your eyes, by making gestures. So prayer, generally speaking, should not be skipped and should not be left out. We should not abandon our prayers, especially deliberately and intentionally, because that is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, between a kafir and a Muslim. That is the difference according to a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. When someone asked him, what is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, he said, the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim is in the prayers. Okay. After the Prophet recited this, recited the azkar of azan, he would say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Okay, there is no power and no might but by the will of Allah. And of course, God is the sustainer. God gives us power. Without God giving us power, there is no power. There is no might. Okay? It is, of course, with His permission that we can do something. It is always with His permission that we can stand up. It is always with His permission that we can do anything. So even the Imams, even the Infallibles, the Prophet, peace be upon him, they did everything with God's permission. Let us continue with the du'as and azkar with the Holy Prophet recited. It is said that when the call to prayer was completed, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would say, Allahumma rabbi hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima a'ti Muhammadan su'lahu yawm al-qiyamati wa balighhu. Allahumma rabbi hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima a'ti Muhammadan su'lahu yawm al-qiyamati وبلغه الدرجة الوسيلة من الجنة وتقبل شفاعته في أمته. O Allah, Lord of this perfect call and established prayer, grant Muhammad his request on the Day of Judgment and raise his status to the means of reaching paradise and accept his intercession for his ummah. وَتَقَبَّلْ شَفَاعَتَهُ فِي أُمَّتِهِ. Now, there are some people, again there is a question about the Prophet giving intercession or doing shafa'a. Of course, we do believe, we the Shia Muslims believe in shafa'a, unlike some, for example, some other Muslims. There are some few Muslims who do not believe in shafa'a, but we and most of the Muslims believe that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and all the infallible Imams and all the good people can do shafa'a. So shafa'a doesn't mean that they can do something independently of God's will or God's permission. God is the real source of power, and God is the one who gives the ability for shafa'a. God is the one who forgives. God is the one with whose help the infallibles do shafa'a. Without his power and without him enabling the infallibles and without him enabling the good people, no one can do anything. So that's what we mean by shafa'a, and that's what we mean actually by even tawassul, which is another concept in the Shia Islamic theology. And of course, we will continue with the dua in the following episodes.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.